whole thing is an illusionary edifice. You won't be happy even when he understands. It won't make any real difference to you. Now he understands me, so now what? What has changed? Nothing. He doesn't understand me, so the same, nothing. So you become free of that which you thought you needed when you were identified with thought. In presence, you don't really need anything, psychologically speaking. You don't need psychological this or that. And there you are, and then you can see the patterns in your mother or father crumbling. And for the first time, perhaps he or she will ask you a genuine question. What are you really into? What is that? This has happened. People have told me these miracles happen. And if they don't, that's fine too. It doesn't really matter. With presence comes an acceptance, a compassionate acceptance of what is, which very often means what is the human being in front of you. A compassionate giving them space to be, because presence is, you have found your inner space or spaciousness, formless consciousness, peace. Great practice is human beings with whom you have a lot of past, you share a lot of past, and maybe where there are old grievances, old resistances, old judgments going on for years. And then forgiveness becomes unimportant. I want to forgive whoever it is, but I just can't forgive. Or you feel, I can't forgive him, I'm not going to forgive him, I've let go of the most precious part of my identity if I forgive him. This grievance has kept me going for years. Provided 50% of my mind activity and 30% of my verbal output. Grievance, related to grief, related to grave, related to heaviness. Strange what words will tell you already. The heaviness of a grievance, the lifelessness. And when you're faced with a challenging situation, this happens sometimes in life, you face the situation fully as presence, and you're able then to look, and out of that current of awareness that flows, there's the situation, the current of awareness that flows into the situation is intelligence itself, and activates whatever it is that the situation requires. It activates it from within you as a response, action perhaps, words, action. It also activates the total energy field that is the world, that is intelligent. And so things happen suddenly that are helpful factors, because the greater intelligence is operating. Just the right thing happens. Not that the external world can ever provide you with absolute limitless comfort and joy. That's not its purpose. That is only in the formless consciousness, not in the world of form. So it's in the nature of the world of form that it will, according to the mind, go wrong frequently. But it's not wrong at all. The mind calls it wrong because I expected something else. And some situations need action Others need simply to be totally accepted, but even situations that require action need to be accepted first as the isness of this moment. You can't argue with that. And then, out of that acceptance, the energy of presence, whatever answer is required, comes. This is the same energy that in a very limited area great master sportsmen use when they do their sport, whatever they do. They are in a state of thoughtlessness, what they call the zone. That's, I don't, maybe a recent expression. They are in the zone. So the zone means in that state where they are at their best because they are not doing it. Power is moving through them, but only in their limited field of hitting that ball. It's usually not in the rest of their life. You may become extremely good at hitting a ball. Big ball, a small ball. But I believe this is the reason why people become fascinated with watching certain games, like tennis or whatever, for hours, in which, after all, not much is happening. It can go on for hours. Plop, plop. And yet to see how they, out of presence, play, can be a joy. There's nobody there playing. They are at one with the game, totally at one with the process. There's no separate entity. And it's a joy to see it. But one can live like that. It's the same. We've all seen martial arts movies. And if they're good, then you can see that the action arises suddenly out of alert stillness. There's absolute alertness in which there's nobody there as a person. There's only the looking and the alert.